Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For stations just joining us in the second and third hour, quite a few of our stations carry the second and third, not the first. I want to thank you for carrying the broadcast. All of our sponsors, affiliates, listeners, Jack Blood for sitting in last week, Bob Daisy for sitting in last week when I was out of town on a well-deserved and rejuvenating, energizing vacation. I have returned. Coming up in 30 minutes, I'm going to break down some of the history of the New World Order, its program, its philosophy. It's going to be very informative, so please stay with us for that. Got a bunch of news we'll be covering in the next 30 minutes, and we have open phones taking your calls. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com. Right now, let's go back to Emily, who I kind of cut short in the last hour. She set up an Infowars club at her high school. She's just now setting it up. She was talking about, though, how the military recruiters are in there every few months, brainwashing. Some high schools have set up full-time recruiting offices in the schools. This is under federal law passed a year and a half ago in 2005. Emily, continue with anything else I wanted to add.
I talk to my teachers all the time and debating with them constantly about vaccines, FEMA, 9/11, and they don't believe me. But I have 36 students who are joining this group, and they believe me, you know.
And it'll be the hottest, coolest thing, and this is the answer. I've never really pushed for it, but in Louisiana 6 years ago, they tried to give everybody ID cards they had to wear at a high school around their necks. And one student learned how to read barcodes. It's quite easy. You can learn what each band, you know, its width, what number it signifies. And it was a girl. I interviewed her. I forget. It was in World Net Daily. And they suspended her. Then six other students did it. Then it was 20-something students. Then the whole school said no and refused to wear them. And so they removed them. This is the answer, saying, I'm not your slave. No, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to thumbprint to get my school lunch, whether you pay for your lunch or not. You know, I'm not going to be your slave. So you just started this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You got 36 members.
Yes.
In a school how big?
Oh, I don't know, probably about like maybe 500, 600 students.
Well, this is what's going to take this country back, and you guys need to have meetings. They need to be,
Yeah. Well, see, the teachers have to vote on it first and see if they like it or not, and if we don't pass it, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, they decide if you can have a group?
Yeah, they decide it.
You know what? You have a group that meets off school grounds at a pizza parlor, and do it professionally. Have some of the parents there who are anti-New World Order as chaperones. Go to amusement parks together. Make it fun to be part of the group. And then also have study groups together. And if they say you can't have it in the school, that's even better, see?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the band group. And then, everybody will want to be a member.
Definitely. And I told a lot of people to join. You know, it's going to be fun because we're going to protest about some of our rights and some of the things that we
are. Well, also what you do is when they say you can't have the group, you call the local newspaper, you protest, and you talk about lawsuits for discrimination against your free speech.
Yeah.
Because all you're setting up is an anti-corruption, anti-New World Order, pro-civil rights, human rights, God-given rights, whatever you want to call it, organization. And that's how you do it.
That's right.
In fact, I mean, if I had the time, that's what I'd be doing, would be writing articles step by step how to set up student groups at colleges, high schools, middle schools, how to do it right. I mean, it's so exciting what you're doing. So you started this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
36 people are joining, but you have to wait for the approval of the teachers.
Yeah, because they're retarded. That's what I think of the school system, because it's run like a government.
Well, it's a government brainwashing re-education camp.
Yeah, me and my mom, we call it the government training camps, and they come get us on their buses and take us to the learning facilities.
You know, you're resisting inside the camp, and I would expect for them, when will you hear if you're allowed to have your group?
Hopefully soon. I already have a teacher as an advisor, so it's got to be like a group leader. I have to have a teacher to be the leader of the group, so I finally found one that was interested in it.
Well, try to do it right. Try to do it very conservatively, and if they ban it, it'll be 10 times bigger. Keep me abreast of the situation. Good to hear from you, Emily. You're an info warrior.
Yeah.
after a year in production.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2460.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It energizes me, it warms my heart to hear a 15-year-old young lady in Ohio, like Emily, who starts an Infowars.com group at her school and gets 36 members instantly. But see, the teachers have to vote now and decide if they're allowed to have it. If it's not a thought crime to investigate corruption and to stand up for our liberties and freedoms. And I predict 70%+ chance they will ban the group. And then they can just have the group off school grounds, and then it'll be the cool group, and everyone will want to join it. But you heard me advise her to do it very conservative, to jump through all the hoops, to not try to get them to say no to her group. No, try to do it their way. And then show everyone the tyranny. Let everyone see. Let everyone have it illustrated for them. Let it all be confirmed. Continuing with your phone calls, and I'm going to break down the history, basic history of the New World Order, their philosophy, coming up in about 20 minutes. Let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Good to be back. How you doing?
Yeah, it's good to have you back. I just want to say, over this past weekend here, I've tried deciphering this S-1 bill on the Library of Congress website. And, well, it's called a bill to provide greater transparency in the legislative process. But, I mean, you got to go through all the U.S. code, and you got to go back and forth and try to put two and two together to make five. And I was just kind of worried. It occurred to me with the precedent that they established with the Patriot Act and then the MCA from last October that, you know, this bill is directly aimed at the American people. And what if this is the way that they can get the public en masse into the system for violating a crime?
Finish up your comments, because you, I meant to get into this, and I'm going to do it for a few minutes now. Any other comments you have on this, then I'm going to make some statements.
Nothing about that. I'd also like to say, though, that if you check out any of the mainstream media websites, and you can't find anything about Ron Paul announcing his bid for presidency, but up until Hillary announced on Sunday that she was running, you know, for that whole week, will Hillary throw her head into the race? You know, it's just, they've definitely changed teams from the Republicans to the Democrats, and it just shows that
they just passed the baton. They're all on the same team. I hear you, and I appreciate your call, and that brings up an issue I forgot about Hillary. 4 years ago, she swore she'd never run for president. She said it 6 years ago when she ran for Senate and won in New York. She said it a year ago. She said it a few months ago. She said, I'm not going to run. I'm never going to run. It was all a lie. Of course it was a lie. So right there, no one should vote for, forgetting all the past crimes. But, oh, that's just what politicians do. They just lie. So they've just trained us to accept all this. Of course Hillary was positioning in 2000 when she became senator of New York, junior senator. Of course she was planning all along to run for president. She was co-president with Bill Clinton. So just think about that. We cannot accept lying, like Bush premeditatedly lying about WMDs, or lying and saying he wasn't planning to attack Iraq when now their own documents have been released, they were going to attack them all along. Or lying about how they were going to leave in 8 months when they planned to stay there 30 years. Declassified, public. Lying, 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 lying. These people knowingly put sodium and stannous fluoride in your water when it is in mainstream Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II history books that the Germans put fluoride in the labor camps' water. I have University of Texas studies from 1936 saying it is a toxic, calmative sedative. Think about it. We have a criminal government that puts a toxic sedative in our water. No wonder you can't get mad, a bunch of you. Screws up your thyroid, screws up your hormones, makes us all a bunch of... And by the way, they're now spraying the crops with it as a, quote, pesticide. And it goes right through the membranes of the tomatoes. It goes right into the carrots, right into the soil. It's just... we're just doomed. I mean, we really are. This is just insane. You know, I want to go to your calls, but I just want to get back to the thing he just brought up. What was the first thing he brought up? He got me into Hillary, and I wanted to comment on the first thing he brought up. What was the first thing the caller brought up, John? Oh, man. It drives me up the wall. I should have written a note. The first thing was more important than the second. A caller later will remind me. Totally annoying. So you get nervous when you're on air. As soon as I go to break, I'll remember what it was. As soon as I don't, you know how it is, tip of the tongue. As soon as you don't, well, I bet the next caller can tell us. That's the way. The next caller, Jeff, can tell us what Joe is saying, and then he can have his question or comment. Jeff in Missouri, you're on the air.
Actually, it's Michigan, Alex. I thought he said something about Congress passing S-1, was it?
Oh, yeah, it's the free speech attack. Okay, go.
Yes.
Make your comments, and then I'll get to his thing.
Well, I was curious if you could help me out. I've been to a couple different gun shows, and I've gotten into a couple of good debates with guys representing the NRA.
Yeah, let me guess. They say Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban.
Oh, and then they criticize, you know, how they play the fear tactic on how with Pelosi in office, you know, they're going to take all of our rights away. And I had told them, I'm like, you know, the Republican Party had control for all of Clinton, and we still were losing gun rights.
For 6 years, Bush had the House, the Senate, so the total control of the legislative. He had the Supreme Court, and he had the executive. And he had the majority of governors. Did you see any repeal of gun laws? Only the assault weapons ban, which Bush lobbied for and said he would sign.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that just phased out because it was grandfathered. It was it had a sunset on it, and he tried to grandfather it. So that didn't get repealed. That just elapsed. We just ran the clock out on them with a stalemate. They could have repealed everything.
Exactly.
They didn't.
And it's so
look. The average NRA member who's out there on his own time getting memberships at the gun show is a good person who means well. He doesn't know the NRA is actually pro-gun control, totally controlled. At least it wasn't until a few years ago. There's been somewhat of a shakeup. It's a little bit better. I've had the NRA lobby against me, attack me in the Dallas Morning News, saying we're extreme and that they're neutral on a gun bill we barely beat that would ban Junior Olympics and not let anyone under 18 touch a gun. Your grandfather or father couldn't even give you a rifle.
Wow.
Okay? They were, quote, neutral on a thing that would shut down the gun show's private sales.
Wow.
Oh, they're sick.
That was the thing, is I was jumping online trying to find something where I could take two.
Gun owners has it. We've interviewed Larry Pratt about it. Look, 2 years ago in the District of Columbia, the NRA in the pro-gun argument, this is how they do it. They control both sides. And so one side's a little bit of gun control, the other's total gun control, then you think they're defending you when they're for just one step. You know,
yeah.
The anti-gunners want five steps, and the NRA goes, no, you just get one. They never push them back, but over time they get 100 steps on us. And the NRA came in there, and they said, oh, we agree all guns should be registered.
Yeah, it's typical. I had heard Aaron Zellman from JPFO was the one that enlightened me on it, where he was saying how BATF and NRA are basically like your Democrats and Republicans, where, you know, they're working with each other.
The BATF's the Democrats, open about wanting your guns. The Republicans act like they're good, but exactly.
Yeah, and the simple fact is you can't compromise an inalienable right.
Hey, look, it isn't a compromise. If we had a compromise, it'd be a stalemate. They're always moving forward. We're always moving backwards. I appreciate your call. Let me go back to the free speech issue. Okay. They're publicly moving, and they say in press releases, these 40 corporations and 50 universities, they say that they're going to, quote, shut down the old web and make you register and make you sign an agreement to not have free speech and be under their control and shut down the old web. That, just type the internet is dead into Google, you'll get their own statements, because they put out press releases saying it's dead. That's their term. They say they're already saying it's dead. It isn't really dead, but see, that's how they win victory. It's already dead, just forget it. Okay, internet too, they're trying to shut it down that way. They also now want to go after ISPs, regulate them, make them keep all the data, make them, without even a law, just regulate you and your free speech and shut you down. They also want to tax emails and tax bandwidth and a bunch of other stuff to jack up the price of the free flow of information. Okay, so there's those facets of attacks on free speech. Then you see all this new demonization, where they're telling police in handbooks, arrest somebody if they've got a rebel flag. It's code word for Nazism when it isn't. Traditional Catholics are Nazis, they're evil. You know, that's now, ADL just said that. You know, it's a full bore attack on mainstream groups. We have the FBI training manuals from West Virginia, Texas, Ohio, Nevada, Arizona, South Carolina saying gun owners, constitutional groups, property rights activists are all terrorists. I don't say this. They say it. We have the actual memos, the actual manuals with phone numbers and FBI agents' names on the website. I mean, you can go click them, read them, phone the number, FBI answers. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, you talk about criminal. That's criminal. That's treason against the Constitution. That's enemy combatant. That's what terrorists would do if they took over. The Constitution is evil. America is bad. Christians are bad. I got FEMA on video saying Christians are all terrorists. You can't make stuff up like this. If you got cell phones and wear Levi's and have children with you, you're a terrorist. So we've got all that swirling around. Meanwhile, remember the Fairness Doctrine? Until 1988, you couldn't have a talk show about politics. It wasn't allowed. The feds passed a law saying we don't allow on talk radio any political discussion. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about this. Well, now they're not stopping there. They're bringing back the Fairness Doctrine. It's right here in S1. And now, anyone who has a website or blog that has over 500 visitors a year, the smallest website has that. You have to register as a lobbyist, and if you don't register or if you don't file, you can spend as long as 20 years in federal prison. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I'm going to continue with a few phone calls, and I'm going to do an analysis of the New World Order Master Plan. The bottom of the next hour, Dylan Avery just called in, but I didn't want to shortchange him. He wanted to give you an update on Loose Change Final Edition. He'll be doing that at the bottom of the next hour. They're now on the Genesis team doing their weekend radio show here on the GCN Radio Network. We'll also tell you a little bit about that and take some calls while he's on for the last 30 minutes. Finishing up Joe's question, then we'll try to go to Jonas and Larry and Andrew and a few others before we get into the New World Order analysis. Bloggers who criticize government may face prison. Bill would allow rounding up and imprisoning of non-registered political writers. So all they're doing in this bill is adding all blogs, and basically it is all blogs. Wired and others, CNET's done an analysis now. There are very few blogs or MySpace accounts. I mean, even if you've got a tiny MySpace account with maybe 20 friends, in a year you're going to get 500 visitors. And if there's any pictures of George Bush or Bill Clinton or any political statements, they're claiming that you're under their regulatory control. And this is S1. This is their first big agenda, already out of committee, already in the Senate, already trying to pass it. And Richard A. Viguerie, big on direct mail, has done an analysis. We've interviewed him, the chairman of grassrootsfreedom.com, and he's done an analysis of Section 220 of S1. I looked it up in U.S. code, and it sure enough is the campaign finance reform, which says that if you don't register, and this is for big lobbyists, and you don't do all the proper filings, you can go to jail like Jack Abramoff. And we're talking about decades in prison, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars of fines. Now, if they pass this, I'm going to ignore it because it's criminal. You know, this is amazing. I'll interview whoever I want, whenever I want. It's free speech. And this fairness doctrine will also affect radio shows. So they're just bringing back the 1988, pre-1988 fairness doctrine, but they're bringing it into all alternative media. And it's just off the charts, but they're really doing it. And this story's up on InfoWars.net. They're on the sidebar. Bloggers who criticize government may face prison. You need to get this out to everyone. Jonas in Canada, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
I met you in Ottawa at the Bilderberg convention there on Saturday. I was the guy with the orange jacket.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Anyways, I just wanted to continue our discussion that we were having when I called you after, just to sort everything out there when we met. It was kind of weird, you know? But I wanted to continue that discussion, what we were having about being violent against, you know, Freemasons and stuff like that. Basically, I just wanted to make my point is I think they should be an enemy of the people, you know? They shouldn't be able to drive around with their stickers on their cars. They shouldn't be able to have their lodges in every city in North America. They shouldn't be able to just flaunt their disgusting ways in front of us. It's their biggest organizational tool, just like the Federal Reserve is their biggest financial tool in America to wield their power, all right? I think it's something we all need to discredit. We all need to destroy them. We can't let them just be themselves in society. They have to be beneath us. I would just like to say, on behalf of every Scottish person out there, that I'm giving my life to kill the Scottish Rite of all Freemasonry in this world. I curse Albert Pike, Aleister Crowley, and people like that from the past are absolute fools. Everybody in the Scottish Rite is a joke to me. And my name is Jonas White, and I pledge their death on my soul. But I would just like to say, Alex, you sound so confused and upset all the time. How come you tell me not to be militant? Everybody's dying. Everybody's being poisoned. And I can't go out there and find an enemy? I can't attack a police station or an army station, Alex. But I can get 20 of my friends, and we can go kill 60 old men sitting in a room laughing about their strings. Sorry, I'll let you go on.
Jonas, I appreciate your call. What I told you on the ground out there, what I told you in a phone conversation, is that the New World Order has to stage terror attacks against their own people and then blame it on anti-New World Order movements, and that they want violence and they want a bunch of predominantly innocent old men to be killed. Sir, it's more complex, and I understand your anger, but I would caution you and tell you not to engage in offensive violence. Defensive, defend yourself. Most Masons, in fact, I meant to talk about this coming up in my analysis. Such a big subject, though. Don't know how much time I can dedicate it to it. That most Masons don't know what they're part of. Just like most people at the CIA or the FBI think they're working for a good organization. The New World Order symbol is a pyramid for a reason. It's a symbol of compartmentalization. Only the very tip knows what's going on. Okay? I'm going to explain this on the other side. And it's perfect that you called just now. That was fortuitous, synchronicity, serendipity, whatever you call it, because it really fits into everything I'm about to say. We'll get to all your calls, key analysis, tons of news. Dylan Avery, it's all coming up. We've reached the waypoint. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, help to
and more sacrifice of our troops. All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. I will now get into some basic analysis and basic history of the New World Order, of the Illuminati. Understand that in any look at history, history is so complex, so wide, so many different versions and views of it, that it's impossible to, you know, give you a complete picture. But I'm just going to give some of the basics. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And whether it was the ancient Mayan cultures in Mesoamerica, or the ancient Babylonian or Roman cultures, and before that even the Egyptian, on through to modern times, there were mystery schools. And there was a lot of mumbo-jumbo and occultism, that just means hidden, associated with it, because they believed mathematics was magical, and they believed numbers and information was power, because it was. And if you look at the technology of today, you show somebody that 100 years ago, they would think it was magic. The technology we have today is indistinguishable from magic. It is amazing. And so because knowledge is power, secret organizations of witch doctors, of shaman, of priest class, formed in every society separate from each other. This is the way humans interact and behave. The more things change, the more they stay the same. There's nothing new under the sun. Truth is stranger than fiction. All of that pertains to this. So, using basically different tricks, they would manipulate the general public. They would be able to astrologically calculate mathematically when a solar or lunar eclipse was coming. They would tell the people, give us offerings, let us run the society, let us run the city, let us run the tribe, or the Titan is going to eat the sun, and we will all live in darkness. And then they would know the date of the Titan eating the sun, or the snake god eating the sun, in the case of the Aztecs, and the people would all be out there around the pyramid or around the temple, and the Titan or the snake god or whatever god they were worshiping would attack the sun. The priests would do some incantations, and the people would believe that the sun was regurgitated. It's the same in every society. So this is how the scam really began, of the Illuminati using mysticism, mumbo-jumbo, the whole knock-on-wood mentality on the public with superstition to control them. Meanwhile, they had real technologies of architecture, of agriculture, and Egypt really formed some of the first mystery schools. The West loves to only look at itself. China really predates that. But looking at Western cultures and the Mediterranean area in the Middle East, and they had a priest class who kept the building technologies and the agricultural technologies, but also the social architecture technologies, the social engineering technologies of how to manipulate and control and how to tax and how to regulate and basically a caste society. We see the first more sophisticated civilizations and governments forming. And they don't want the general public learning this, so they formed the first intelligence agencies, what we call our CIA or FSB, KGB, Shin Bet, Mossad, MI6, of today. But surrounding that was all this occult mumbo-jumbo, because they had to keep secret how to plant crops, and when to plant crops. And they had to keep secret how to build pyramids and how to build ziggurats and how to build obelisks. And they had to keep secret when there was going to be an eclipse. And the priest class even manipulated most of the royalty to where they just became titular figureheads because they believed the mumbo-jumbo. Then the priest class, of course, they didn't know what was just eating the sun. They believed it too. So they were also believing their own propaganda. And that is the Illuminati. It predates Christianity. It predates every major religion that we know today, Islam, Judaism, all the stuff in the Talmud, all the stuff in the Zohar. All of that is just regurgitations, and all these mystery religions and the whole Kabbalic system are just regurgitations of the mystery schools that also flourished and worked together between Babylon and Egypt and Greece, and then, of course, Rome. And so these secret guilds and societies were always there. It was the Masons who were the Stone Mason Guild or the Stone Mason Union who built the cathedrals in the Dark Ages and into the Renaissance all over Europe from Germany to England to France to Spain and then, of course, right there at in Rome. And so they were very powerful. They had a lot of wealth. And going back to the 1700s, they were able to then get more political and reach for more power because a renaissance had developed just because of the printing press and more international travel and shipping. And so new middle classes had developed, and people wanted revolution, and people wanted liberty and freedom. And so the Illuminati came along, and they really wanted to be the aristocrats. They wanted to supplant the royalty and just set themselves up as kings, but in their pyramidal structure, they went out and recruited the best and brightest revolutionaries, the best and brightest musicians, writers, the wealthiest independent people, the merchant class, the ultra-rich merchant class, the shipping class, the banking class, and they teamed up and using that secret system, those secret organizations that were really intelligence agencies, good old boys clubs, they were able to increase their wealth and start working against royalty. But in reality, they actually made some deals with royalty to knock off other royalty, and they made deals when they got ran out of France in Scotland and England with the royalty there to then move against the royalty in the continent and to overthrow them. But then there was French Revolution. Then there was blowback with that same movement. It's true that a lot of our founding fathers were Illuminati to set that up here. But understand, it's pyramidal. They would go out and recruit people who were already wanting revolution, who were already revolting all over Europe and in the colonies. And they would tell them, oh, peace on earth, no more wars, the industries and the mechanics and the builders will create a new society, no more war, freedom, liberty, it's going to be great. But in reality, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, they actually just wanted to set up a world dictatorship, a world empire that was so sadistic and so cold-blooded it would knock out all opposition totally and completely. And that is indeed what they were able to do. And they did do that to great effect. They had a problem, though. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, it's not hard to find this. This is mainstream history. Discovered, they were Masons, discovered what they called black masonry, and that nothing to do with black people, that a, quote, evil force was, quote, taking it over. No, it had always been in control, but they had broken through the compartments and had discovered that really they wanted to take people's freedoms, make George Washington a king, and then make this the center of the empire, and then take over, basically, and use us to knock out the British. So immediately, as soon as the Illuminati got the U.S., they said, okay, now we're going to build this up, and it was a long-term plan. It was like a 100-year plan, and then it's going to be the goddess Columbia. That's why we're called, Columbia. And then they worship over in that other branch the goddess Diana, and that gets off into all their occult stuff. You can spend hours on it. They've got more gods than the Indians over in India. It's just unbelievable. And so all of that started unfolding, and George Washington wrote letters. He said, an evil group's taken over. I'm not going to be part of it. I'm not going to be king. I'm not going to be part of this whole order. An evil group out of France and Germany has taken our lodges over in Europe. They're now taking over here. He then discovered that Benjamin Franklin was a double agent with the British and working for the dark side. And so you have to understand, I mean, Davy Crockett, let's fast forward. Davy Crockett was a Mason. Sam Houston was a Mason. My family, the Ayers, they raised Colonel Travis's son. It's even in the movie The Alamo, the new one. The Ayers, it's a big scene in the film. My family on the other side, the Joneses, the Johnsons, they were all involved in the Revolutionary War. They were involved in Spanish land grants before that. All Masons, all high level. And undoubtedly into the occult. Undoubtedly. But still, they believed that it was about something good. But then, you know, you follow things down through history, and my dad's 10 years old on a hunting trip with his great uncle, who was a 33rd degree Mason, and, you know, of course, been involved in Prohibition, just all sorts of stuff with, well, you know what went on in Houston and just Al Capone, all that stuff. You know, killed people and gone in and flashed the Masonic sign and gotten off. And he told my dad, don't ever join the Masons. It's bad. You know, as an old man with heart trouble, you know, he's telling my dad, don't get involved in this. So we get on air and start bashing Masons. 97% of them or more. They get them in. It's brotherhood. It's about Jesus. It's about God. We're standing up for liberty, the Constitution. The Founding Fathers were almost 60-something percent were Masons. Sam Houston was. We're for liberty. We're for freedom. And they really believe that. You know, a lot of cops are Masons. A lot of firemen are Masons. They hear us bash Masons. They're like, well, that's a lie. I'm a Mason. So we do damage. When we get on air and we say that all Masons are bad. No, they're definitely involved in something that is bad. And they're definitely involved in something that at its top is run by good old Beelzebub. But, you know, Andrew Jackson was a Mason. An incredible individual. He was not bad. I've studied him. Okay? So you have to understand that. You have to realize that. And then you can get a wider perspective. They infiltrate the Catholic Church. They infiltrate the Protestant Church. They infiltrate every major movement that's got any power behind it. They take the groups over. So we can argue and debate all day about who runs the New World Order, who's in control of it, who the masters of it are, and then people all want to finger this group or that group. No, no, no. It's every group is run by these 4,000+ year old private intelligence agencies that the old name of them was secret society. So people say, well, who runs it? You know, is it the Illuminati? Is it Skull and Bones? Is it Bohemian Grove? Is it the CFR? You know, the mainstream reporters always say, who is it? Who is it? Those are all just chapters and subgroups and different management groups and think tanks of the same idea. Like George Bush Sr. said in 1991, it's a big idea, a new world order. It's an idea. It's a process. It's a program. That's why they put their symbol, the all-seeing eye, on everything. It's a gang sign. It's a tag. It's to let all the brotherhood know we're in control. It's their flag. Their flag. There's more Illuminati all-seeing eyes on buildings and in TV and on the money and on the credit cards than there, you know, are American flags flying over used car dealerships. It's everywhere. It's their language, their hidden language that's hidden in plain view. But let me just go back. Let me just go back. The mystery schools always believed that you progress spiritually through these different levels up into godhood. And so they took Darwin, who just repackaged ideas they already had, and he came up with the theory of evolution. And we're not here debating that today. We're just stating the facts. And they were married in, and only married in, to a couple families, the Huxleys, later the Wells, and others. And we're going to get into that in a few minutes. And you had futurist families who developed and codified these Babylon Mystery School religious ideas into scientific sales pitches. And so you go back about 130, 40 years ago, you've got Cecil Rhodes, you've got H.G. Wells, you've got all these different individuals. Cecil Rhodes controlled the world diamond monopoly out of Rhodesia. Rhodesia, north of South Africa, named after him. And that's power. He was advisor to the Queen, Order of the Garter, all these laurels. H.G. Wells became the advisor, was that about 100 years ago, to the Queen, her futurist. And basically, you already had a world empire. and it was Illuminati controlled, and the British figured out that it was really hard to hold India, really hard to hold areas of Africa, really hard to hold areas in the Caribbean and areas in Asia and China if they were had an open white guy sitting there at a palace as a viceroy or, you know, as a duke or as a viscount running things, or the East India Company running things, the British East India. So they learned how to put puppets in. And they began to develop a plan. When we get back, I'll break it down for you. And this is how they operate. And then they wedded it with the ideas of the father of science fiction. It's unbelievable. Wait until I go over this with you. Just wait. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Welcome back. All right, continuing with the history of these individuals. So, by the year 1900, a large majority of the world's countries were either completely dominated and occupied by the British alone, or they were heavily influenced and puppeteered. And then most of the other countries of the world, that is in what we call the Third World today, were dominated or completely controlled by the Dutch or the French or the Germans or the Spanish or the Italians. It was a colonial world. It was under several different empires. But the royalty of England had intermarried with all of them. And they had intermarried with them. And since then, you'd had a merger and a deal with the Illuminati and the British royalty and an intermarrying there. The Rothschilds and some of the other big rich families married in to the British slash predominantly they were already Saxon, Norman, but then they had married in right before the Revolutionary War fully with the Germans, but all of that gets into pedigree, who we're exactly talking about here. And they had knocked off then, of course, later in 1917, their cousins, their first cousins, the Tsars. You could put the two kings side by side, the Tsar and the British king. They were identical. There's famous photos of them. You couldn't tell the difference. That's how bred they were. Of course, they had tons of health problems, like any purebred does. But again, I'm digressing. This is such a big subject. But still, there was a revolution all over the world. The Renaissance was continuing against these people. They were doing everything they could to pose and claim through the Illuminati, through the Masons, through their secret societies, now being called intelligence agencies, this is going back 100 years, to claim that they were for the brotherhood of man, they were for an end to war. But what we needed was a global government to deal with that and to stop all of this. And to stop, quote, rogue nations and rogue dictators, and that they were there to help the free market, and that they wanted global trade. When in reality, they were fostering war and stirring up war and arming dictators to attack their neighbors and funding civil wars and doing everything they could through neo-mercantilism to use slave countries they controlled to manufacture goods so cheaply to then knock out any free market corporations or companies or nations that had formed against them. And there's some homework here. Go look up mercantilism. Know that's what we're under now. Know that's their system. Go look up neo-feudalism. And along comes H.G. Wells. And there's a lot of other players in all of this. You know, meanwhile, Cecil Rhodes, who runs a country for the British, controls the diamonds, he sets up the Rhodes Scholarship to get the best and brightest from England and the U.S. to be the presidents and prime ministers. And those presidents and prime ministers then turn out to be part of that, or to go through Skull and Bones, one of their other schools where it's the exact same curriculum. You know, we've had triple PhDs on who, you know, where they only give out like one every few years from Harvard. Remember a few weeks ago, we went to the same school, same specialized school that Kissinger went, and they tried to recruit him. And so they develop the intelligentsia to man all the nations, and they create duplicates of the shadow government systems in all the countries. So we'll start the next hour. I'll spend another 30 minutes going over some of the history of these people and break down what the world they want to build on the other side.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Nuclear